Let's not allow a 30-day reprieve from the threat of tariffs being imposed by the United States fool anyone. Temporary relief should not lull Canadians into complacency. Negotiations have bought time in the short term, but a message has been sent to everyone in the country, regardless of what happens over the next 30 days. Our government has responded, now it's time for the people to continue showing their resolve. Buy Canadian, and buy BC, are slogans that won't go away anytime soon, nor should they. How about adding, buy Powell River, and buy Coffett, to the mix for residents on the Northern Sunshine Coast? A deal may be reached over the next 30 days, at what cost, who knows? Or, the tariffs do in fact come into effect. Either way, we have to be ready for tumultuous times due to decisions made south of the border over the next 4 years, and likely beyond. The ground may be covered in snow at the moment, but for those who have the space, it's not too early to at least start planning on what to plant this year, or building more garden beds for growing a different crop of vegetables. Grocery prices aren't coming down, regardless of what politicians negotiate. The last 2 months have provided a wake-up call for everyone in our region. Over-relying on trucks to continue transporting what we purchase to feed our families has been exposed as a weakness. To strengthen our position, we can support local farmers, and we can all become farmers on a smaller scale. Take stock of what you buy a lot of. Can you grow it? If so, buy some seeds and give it a try. The 30-day pause in the threat of tariffs is not a win, but it can be an opportunity. Enhance your own food security and become less susceptible to policy changes beyond our control. Avoid complacency, it always leads to regression. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.